Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to our final show of season one. Can you believe it? Welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, I am so excited to be here with you all today for such a dynamic show. And I cannot believe, like I said, this is the wrap of season one. I mean, I have to tell you all honestly, it's been such a pleasure to be here every week with you all and to come in this room and have such honest, open discussions, and that you all welcome me wherever you are. And I just can't thank you all enough. And trust me, it has been exceptional, and I love it. You know, I really want you all to join in the conversation today and really kind of like tap in, ask your questions, no hold bars, you know, here. This is your safe space. So if you want to get into today's conversation, please call in at 516-595-8091. And guys, as you know, Blog Talk Radio has heard us. They have opened up the chat box and it is live. And you know how I love to monitor a good chat box. I appreciate you guys stopping in, dropping in your comments, your questions, everything. And hey, for my e-group, thank you so much for always being there, for dropping your questions as well. It's really so great and I love it. You know, listen, guys, make sure that you are registered for our VIP listing so you'll receive our cocktail or mocktail of the episode. And being that this is a special show, we are ending the show on a fabulous note. We have a blush champagne. Honey, we are popping bottles over here. And for our mocktail or cocktail of your choice here, we know that we sent you the Welsh's sparkling juice, or maybe you have a sparkling cider, whatever the effervescence is, we know you're getting it in. You know, make sure you join our VIP listing because we have some incredible things we are going to be sending out come season two of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, some exclusive, yes, you heard me, exclusive invitations just for you Whisperers. And also, make sure you mark your calendars now, right now, today. Season 2 will relaunch on January 22nd, 2021. Yes, and we will still be in that same time slot of 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're looking forward to when we will be back with you, back in this room, chopping it up. And we have some planned for season two. And guys, like I said, Whispers, you all have made this such a phenomenal journey. And with that being said, you can now take Whispers in a Bottle wherever you go, because you can find Whispers in a Bottle on Spotify, Google Podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio Podcast, Stitcher, and of course our home base, Blog Talk Radio, which we appreciate them greatly. And don't forget, I want you to come get social with me. Even though we're on a little hiatus, you know I'm going to be imparting some jewels on our social media. Yes, and you don't want to miss it. Trust me, I get social with my Whispers. You'll find us on Instagram at www.instagram.com/whispers_podcast. You'll find us also on Facebook at www.facebook.com/whisper. Notice no S, in a bottle. And we're also on Twitter, located at www.twitter.com/WHISPERSBOTTLE. One word. Make sure that you put it in just like I spelled it, else you won't find us. And we heard that you guys have had difficulty finding us on Twitter. So once again, that's twitter.com/WHISPERSBOTTLE, Whispers Bottles. And please make sure you join the conversation today at 516-595-8091. And if you're interested in becoming one of our sponsors or advertising your brand with the one and only Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays, email our fabulous branding and marketing director, Miss Lindsay Miles, at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. Once again, that's whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. So, Whisperers, are you ready to get into this conversation today? Are you ready for removing the stigma of anxiety? Oh my goodness, that's like one of those dun 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 moments. You know, I like to start every show off with a great and a clear meaning and definition, and this is no exception. So I have two definitions that I'm going to share with you. The first one is anxiety, a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome, a deep worry, concern, or apprehension. Did you guys catch that, what that means, what anxiety means? Let me do it again. Anxiety means a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome, a deep worry, concern, or apprehension. Our second definition is stigma, a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, trait, person. Did you guys catch that? A stigma is a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, trait, or person. You know, anxiety disorders are incredibly common and are a part of many of our lives. And plus, it also affects many that you don't know, and even those you feel, notice the word, feel, have everything pulled together. And anxiety comes in many different forms, including generalized anxiety disorder, specific phobias, panic disorders, and many more. And did you know that anxiety affects 18.1% of the population of the United States alone? Notice I said United States. Alone, 18.1%. That is a lot of people. And I mean, this is not international. This is just right here on the USA, the good old USA soil. So you know what? With this being stated, I thought, we need to get an expert to come into our room, Whisperers, and discuss this topic. And I am honored to have this incredible talent and gifted certified spiritual life coach, teacher of wellness, anxiety, amazing author. Her name is Miss Najem P. Lee. And in just a moment, I'm going to welcome her in the room. So sit back, get comfortable, grab your champagne or your mocktail, because Miss Lee is going to join us in just a second. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Oh, Whispers, thank you so much for holding on. And let's welcome in our fabulous guest, Miss Najem P. Lee. Naj, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me, Sonia. I'm so excited. Thank you, Whispers. Yes.
Oh,
I'm
my
ready.
Goodness. Yes. I tell
so
you.
I am ready. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Yes. Well, Maj, welcome to our tribe of amazing Whisperers. And I have to tell you all, it is a great pleasure for me because I've actually known Najem for about 11 plus years. And she's always bringing something amazing and something exceptional to her followers, her listeners, anyone who comes into contact. This is one dynamic woman. You know what? I'm going to give you a soft introduction. And I mean, this is soft, Naj, because, you know, I can go on forever. Najem is very well known in the industry of theater. And I don't just mean Broadway, darling. I mean, literally, television, movies. This young lady has been there. She's known in fashion, cultural arts, spoken word, health and wellness, meditation, motivational speaking. She is a powerhouse. And I mean, this book that she's even published and is bringing to us, Kali, Kill Anxiety, Live Immensely. Oh, my goodness. This woman is doing it. Now, come on and just tell them a little bit about yourself and your journey.
You did a great job, actually. You did an awesome job in that introduction. What can I say? Just to give a background, everyone, thank you so much for having me, Whispers in a Bottle, and also to your audience, welcome me into your tribe. My name is Najem Versailles Lee. The P stands for Versailles. And, yes, I am a motivational speaker, spiritual life coach, health wellness consultant. I have born in Canada. Toronto, Canada is where I was born, and have always loved entertainment, so dancing, modeling, fashion. And my mom got me in very, very early into that industry. Maybe some of the movies you may remember of is like the Jackson 5 series or Poetic Justice. Must have been on MTV. But my heart, my soul, has always gravitated to helping other people in a bigger way. And I didn't know what that was, but my path led me through, you know, fashion, especially when I went to school in California for fashion design, art, illustration. It led me really deeply into that side of the film and entertainment and music industry. I just really got into Ayurveda. And Ayurveda, if you don't know Ayurveda, it's an Eastern healing system from India. And basically, Ayurveda is basically the balancing of life, the knowledge of life, right, of how to live your life in a very smooth and balanced way. And at that time, I really needed it because I was born with sickle cell anemia. And being born with SS, it's sickle cell anemia. SS is a blood disorder. You get a lot of pain. You get a lot of tiredness, and it can just ruin your day. And so at the time, I was seeking balance. I was seeking to understand my body. I was seeking to understand what else I could do besides going to the hospital all the time, going to a bunch of doctors, and just popping pills, popping medicines that they were giving me that, you know, would help temporarily, but then I go back to square one. But I'm going to get more into that later on. But just to give you a roundup of my journey has really taken me through a lot of turbulence and a lot of hills to bring me to where I am today of helping other people through understanding their own self, their own mind, their own body, especially through anxiety, understanding why we have stress, understanding how to deal with it, and how to go through steps that are really easy to do that you can implement even today that will go through some of them and take you on a journey of really tapping into self-discovery, through self-discovery, self-awareness, is how you're going to understand what to do, how to heal anxiety, how to arrange your life a different way so that you can smooth the lines of anxiety, so you know what to do, you know how to handle it way before it happens, during the time it happens, and how to end it in a great way that you can go about your day and it doesn't stop your day. So
you know,
I'm excited to go deep.
Yes, definitely.
I'm excited.
You know, and with that being said, I want to jump into this because, I mean, this is such a full conversation. And I mean, like, literally when I started planning this out and really thinking about what I wanted to bring to such a pow of a closing, this conversation was something that I felt needed to be spoken on because of the situation that we're currently in with the pandemic, coronavirus, and having the thought of even, you know, now they're talking about, you know, we may have something that can combat it. Do you take it? Don't you take it? Then on top of it, you know, people are in flux because they're maybe losing their jobs or how they're going to provide for their families. The holidays are coming up. It's so much on their plates right now that there's so, so much anxiety. So with that being stated, Naj, let me ask you a quick question. How did you discover your anxiety?
I discovered my anxiety through my illness, sickle cell anemia. At the time, I didn't understand it because when I was younger, the doctors would say, oh, you know, from the symptoms of it, she'll go through a whole lot of pain, she'll go through anxiety, she'll go through fatigue. And that just, like, ran through my head, like, oh, okay, whatever. But it wasn't until I got into my early adulthood and going through pressures in my life, especially when I went to college, was when I really started to see, like, yo, I really have anxiety, like, you know, really, really stressed out beyond fatigue in a way of, like, really high anxiety, extremely, you know, to the point where I doubted my decisions, I doubted my what to do. Like, it had me spinning. And I dealt with that for a long time until I was just like, okay, I need to do something about this because these things that they're giving me for my anxiety and fatigue is not helping. It's not working. You know, there's some medicine that they'll give where you feel like a zombie, you know, where you're just like a sitting duck. And I got things to do. You know, my whole thing is like movement. Like, I got to go. Like, I can't sit here and just zone out. And so through understanding, started to go into research and going on that path through my background in Ayurveda and aromatherapy, I started to really dive into seeing, okay, what essential oils can I use? You know, what herbs can I use or what tools? Because I started, you know, through Ayurveda meditation and yoga. And I noticed, like, when I started to do that, it started to really calm my mind, really calm my focus, where I can, you know, laser in on something and not get so distracted, not get so angst, as I would say, that I would get up and like, okay, I'm done, whatever, I can't handle this. It helped me to really sit still, be in my moment, and like, okay, I can do this, you know, and reassuring through affirmations, I can do this, I will do this, this will happen, you know. So that was the start of me getting into and understanding, you know, my anxiety and where it came from and why it's there and what I wanted to do about it. But I had no idea I was going to write a book. I had no
right.
idea. This is all about me.com right now.
Well, don't give it away
you
yet.
Know?
Don't give it away. Don't give it away
right.
yet. Hold on. Let's
right.
blow our mule for again here. So listen, let me ask you too, because, you know, you had stated, like, you know, it was making you feel kind of sluggish, how you were getting up and everything. You know, you kind of sounded like the Beyonce song, I woke up like this, anxiety, you know, kind of on that note, you know, but because it is
right.
something that you wake up with, how did you begin mm-hmm. to, like, figure out how to begin dealing with it and motivating yourself to kind of break through it on a daily basis like that?
That took a lot of experimenting. and also listening to, the first thing I did was, you know those motivational videos online? I like sports. I love, like, boxing. I love intense sports, kickboxing, and soccer. And so over here they may say football. But I would utilize that. There was some motivational. These guys would put these motivational things together, and it has great visuals. And in the morning, I would put that on and listen to it to, like, you can do this. There are things that they would say, get up, you can do this. Today's a great day. And I started to take that particular line, today's a great day, Naj. Today is a great day. You can do this. You can make this happen. You will have a great day. You will succeed today. And I started small like that. Those little 5-minute, 10-minute motivational videos on YouTube, I started to use. I started to repeat to myself, I can do it. So when I would wake up in the morning, I wouldn't rush. I used to do that whole rushing thing of, oh, my God, as soon as the alarm clock going, I got to go. And I noticed that spinning me like, you know, like a teeter-totter. So I would sit in my bed intentionally as I rise or I open my eyes, and I would slowly stretch, and I would repeat that affirmation. Today's a great day, Naj. You're going to do well today, Naj. Everything's going to go beautiful today, Naj. An affirmation. Affirmation before I get out. It's my time. It's not their time. This is about taking my power back. It's my time, right? And how my time will go is how it will go. Just because they say, oh, there's 24 hours and you only have an 8-hour day of work. No, I don't. My day starts the way I want it to. And once I got that into my head, like, this is my time, not your time, oh, my God, it took, like, a weight off of me. There's no rush. There's no feeling of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, you know, in Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit's like, oh, my God, I'm late. You know, I gotta go.
Exactly. You know, he's late, 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 you know. He even had a whole song for it. So when you said that about positive affirmation, it made me really think, like, you know, that's true. It's very powerful because they release you from negativity, fear, worry, anxiety. And when you repeat them over and over again to yourself, it helps you to reclaim or take charge of those thoughts and change your pattern or your pattern of thinking. Is that a good way of saying that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shift the energy, you know, because, like, when you wake up in the morning, if you notice for the first few seconds, you're clear. There's no disturbance. There's no, like, interruption. But all you're trying to do in that moment is to extend that before the mind or your ego takes over, like, remember, you got this to do. Remember, you got to go take this out. You know, you got to get out the door and, you know, all those things. There's a moment when you wake up from your sleep, when you open your eyes. For a few seconds, all we're doing is extending those seconds with an affirmation. Yeah.
Exactly. And that clarity. And, you know, because you know me well, too, that, you know, I'm a firm believer in affirmations and putting a positive word ahead of you. And I tell people that all the time, and I always get people to even always remember to celebrate those small accomplishments, even if it's giving yourself that positive thought to will yourself forward. Celebrate that, because those are the things that break that cycle. You know, now I have to ask you this question, too, because a lot of times people don't get to hear this, but how did other people treat you knowing that you have anxiety, though?
Oh, that's a whole different talk. You ready for it?
Unlike myself, I don't treat you that way, though.
I don't know what it is with people, but I'm going to be raw, right? They got a problem, okay? Because when they would find out, like, oh, she deals with anxiety. Oh, you know, she got anxiety. Oh, you know, because she deals with sickle cell. Oh, you know, Now, people look at me like, oh, I see. You know, like, I am
like
some,
almost
like,
that gentle rub. That gentle rub.
I'm
in the back.
Like,
oh.
Right. Oh, I understand why she act like that. Oh, I understand why she tripped like that. Oh, yeah, it makes sense now. Yeah, they would do that, and it would be like, it'll make me feel like the odd one out, right? Like this alien person, and for what? Because, you know, maybe I express my anxiety in such a way where, yeah, it could be like, oh my God, okay, calm down, us, but. The point is, it's like, this is what I'm going through. Just be loving to the person. Just be compassionate. You know, it's like, maybe they just need a space. Sometimes they just need an air, you know, just to give them that. But do not treat them like they're an alien or like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, things that would say like, you know, she on her medicine, you know, don't worry about her. That's how she is. You know, like dismissing it, you know, like
right.
I'm being dismissed to the other side. And there's no need to dismiss. You know, I'm still a human. I can still do things. I can do things. When they think like, oh, you have anxiety, you can't do things. I can do things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing things. You know, I have been taking care
and
of
accomplishing
myself,
so
you know?
Much. Yes. And accomplishing so
yeah.
much. You know what? Hold on, Jessica, I have to say to the whisperers, because I see you guys in the chat box. Don't worry. I have actually set out a longer period of time for us to be in the room today. So don't worry. We're really going to get into this conversation even further. So we're not cutting off at the 3:30 mark like we always do. So just sit back, relax. No need for anxiety. We're removing the stigma of anxiety today. So this wrap-up show is going to be dynamic. You guys, don't panic. We have time in here with Naj. I know you guys are enjoying it. Thank you for your comments, too. Everyone is saying that this is such a great discussion. So, Naj, I want to ask, what brought you to create and write Kali? Can anxiety live immensely?
Well, that was like a really deep thing. A lot of people may not know, I'm on a journey of becoming a monk, right? So I do a lot of meditation. I do a lot of meditation, and through one of my meditations, I was inspired to write the book. The title came to me first, right? In Hinduism, I don't want to get, there's no religion or anything here, but in Hinduism, there's a Hindu goddess named Kali. But I didn't recognize or understood, because what came to me was, kill anxiety, live immensely. And I'm like, okay, yeah, what am I supposed to do with that? All right, yeah, we can kill the anxiety. Cool. So I'm going with my life. And it came again. And I was like, okay, are you trying to tell me something? What am I supposed to do here? And then the words, it took like maybe a couple of years. The words started coming, and I would write. I do a lot of writing. So words would come, paragraphs would come, and until you know it, like, this book was formulated, like, these tips, these steps and everything. And I was like, oh my God. And then I start waking up of, like, oh, yeah, I did do that when I was going through, you know, pain crises here. Yeah, I did sit down and did this particular meditation. And I started recalling, like, things that I was doing when I would go through anxiety and mm-hmm. have a stressful days and things, right? So stroll meditation, like one of those I'll get into later, but stroll meditation was one of the bigger ones, and I do that all the time. The Buddhists do it as well. They call it like a walk-in meditation. I call it a stroll meditation, because you're just taking a walk out. You're removing yourself from the environment, and I would do this. And so I started to see where this was going and how this could help a lot of people, and I even dived even further of research just to really understand, will this work with, you know, the person that's going through not only generalized anxiety disorder, you know, or, you know, PTSD, or if they're going through social anxiety disorder, like, will this work? And the more that I researched and spoke with a lot of other people and implement, I said, okay, yeah, this will help across the board. And so that's how, like, the book came about. It's just like, you know, through my meditation and also remembering what I did, And when I continue to, you know, you do things, you just don't take a look at it until you turn around and look at yourself and observe yourself like, oh, yeah, I did do that. Yeah, I did do that. You know, and I wrote all those tips and tools down.
Right. So, you know what? At this point, guys, I want you guys to get your notebooks, your pads out, your pen, everything, because we're going to really dive into some other things. And, you know, I love to always give some tips and takeaways for you whispers. And I want to give some, and I want Naj to kind of come in on the back end and even kind of give some things that she feels that can add a benefit to this as well. So if you're ready, I'm going to give you step one, a takeaway first, is take time out, meaning that this means doing some exercises, yoga, listening to music, stepping back from the problem, whatever it is that you need to do to take time out. And Naj, I know like in a part of your book, you speak kind of on that dynamic as well. What is your take on like taking time out?
Like taking time out, like, okay, so say you're going through an anxiety episode, right? You can feel it coming on. You're probably at work. You know, you may be in a meeting or whatever. One of the greatest things that you can do is shift or remove yourself from the space. A lot of times what's around you, it could be somebody, it could be whatever, that can be a trigger and you don't realize it's a trigger for you. So a big thing for me is removing myself from the area, from the space, and go outside. The transition of going outside is so important because of the oxygen, the shift of oxygen, especially if you're able to go into the forest or into nature or even on a grass, even in a garden, to hug a tree, smell the roses, smell a flower, something, right? That shift changes the way the energy and the oxygen that you're taking in. Now you're taking in really big, deep, full, great air that changes the energy in your body and shifts the way the nervous system was going on during that stressful moment. So shifting to doing something, even for a stroll, even for a walk, you know, if you're in a warm place, what I love to do is take my shoes off, or if you're able to go to the beach, honey, go to the beach. Put your feet
right
in the water.
Kind of planting yourself. Planting.
Yes,
exactly.
Grounding,
you know what,
yourself,
that,
you know?
That literally brings up a question that was put into our forum box. Someone stated that I was diagnosed with anxiety 1.5 years ago, but I don't see where the breathing exercise helped me. What can I do instead?
Okay, so breathing sometimes is hard for people when you're going through an anxiety, because you're not thinking of breathing. You're probably thinking of, oh, I'm about to blow this up. So the best thing is to, if you can, to go outside, right? Think of something that you love to do outside. I don't know if it's running, if it's walking, if it's jumping, if it's, you know, anything that you can do outside of the space. My biggest thing is getting outside of the space. Don't worry about your breath in that moment, because the breath in the body, because the body breathes all around, 360. So whether you take a breath in through your nostrils, your pores itself are going to breathe. So if you can just remove from the space and go outside and do whatever you like to do, if it's swimming, good. If it's, you know, kicking a ball, awesome. Is it sitting on the grass, amazing. You know, if it's hiking, do it. Do something that you can do for, like, even for 5-10 minutes, especially if you have work and you're like, I've got to get back, whatever it is. Do something outside for those minutes that changes the energy of the body and shifts the way the nervous system is responding at that moment.
Right. And point number two I want to touch on is eating a well-balanced diet. Don't skip meals. Keep healthy snacks. Keeping your body properly hydrated helps your mind, your body stay nourished. And it also helps in the flow of blood as well. And Naj, I know that you advocate for healthy living via diet. What are a few takes, a few things that you like to tell your clients or takeaways you like to give them regarding that?
Okay, so one of the best things to understand your body, right? Understand this beautiful vessel that you're in, right? And looking at if you ate something, it's something I just want you to be more conscious of, more aware of what you're eating, which can also attribute to maybe your anxiety or your stress levels, right? Something I tell my clients, if they come to me really, really stressed, they have a lot on their plate, I ask them, for the 48 hours, what did you eat? And I'll look at that, and majority of that is they may eat a lot of fast food, or they may eat, you know, food that, you know, shouldn't be in there. So just to give an example would be one of my clients was eating, like, a lot of beef, a lot of pork, and was going through a really, really a lot on their plate. And I said, you're eating trauma. You know, you're eating a lot of trauma. Let's, like, remove the meat about 14 days, right? And so see how you do. Let's just implement more of darker greens or richer fruits and put that in and add more water to your body. Add more water in your diet. And what happened was feeling light, feeling super new, feeling like not stressed and worried and all these things. Because sometimes, if it's not organic or you didn't go get it yourself, sometimes you're taking on energy that is traumatic, that is going against your vibe, going against the rhythm of your body. And sometimes you just need to take a step back. So I like implementing a lot more veg, a lot more fruit, even a shake. If you can do a shake in the morning and a shake in the afternoon, you're really good to go, because by the time you eat your dinner, which I highly suggest you eat before the sun goes down. If you can eat your dinner before the sun goes down, you are taking on really great energy and a great way of processing your food. Your body will be able to digest and really come to a balanced place right before you go to bed. So if you are able to do that, that's a fantastic way of calming the body, rebalancing the rhythm of it in order to not be so stressed. You know, a lot of the stress, the mind, you know, and then it infiltrates through the body, you know. So you can always, I can look at a person and see where they hold their anxiety or they hold their stress. A lot of people hold their stress in their hips, or they hold their stress in their tummy or their back, you know. One of those areas, I can look at you and be like, all right, this is where we need to work on, you know. So I hope that gives some tips right there, that implementing more fruits, more vegetables, because the energy in those particular foods are high, and they're positive, and they're powerful, you know.
So number three would be this: limit alcohol and caffeine, because they can aggravate anxiety as well as trigger panic attacks. And I know for a fact that this is a major thing. And I know that you have a definite feeling with regards to this, because we spoke about this before, and I would love for you to tell people what your take is with that too.
I think, like, one of the things when it comes to caffeine is not bad, right? I don't want to say caffeine is bad. Caffeine's fine to use it gently, right? When you go to the extreme left or the extreme right, I have an issue with that, right? And my clients will tell you, like, yo, Naj, don't play, man, you know. So what I would suggest is to skip days, right? So schedule it out. I would say that, schedule it out. If you're the type that has to have your coffee or caffeine, add a fruit, add a banana, add a shake. So if you're going to have a little bit of coffee, have your shake too. Have both. Don't just go straight coffee when you wake up in the morning, because just to give you a background, what it does in your body is, like, that caffeine is like acid. and it shoots into the body, into the stomach lining, which burns, right? So, and you may get a big, good rush of sugar after it, like, takes that and creates this whole abundance of sugar that rushes to your brain. Yeah, you're going to get a great feeling. You're going to get a great high. You're going to feel like, yeah, I can conquer the world. But then you have a big crash, and that's where the body's like, yo, you didn't give nothing for me to sustain this. Where's the food, the proper food? So if you're going to do that, right, just to give you a little edge over, eat some bananas. Have a shake. You know, don't just have the coffee. Have something with it as well that is going to help you in the morning. And then throughout your day, you don't need it, right? So if you need it in the morning, fine, but do that. But once you get to 11, 12 o'clock, you must eat your biggest meal. A lot of times we're eating a snack, which does not sustain us, right? That in one end can help. Another I can suggest to you, too, is of recognizing where your anxiety is stemming from. You know, it's so important to recognize it. I have a chapter in the book where I talk about recognize it, right? And you go through a steps of asking yourself, what are the feelings underneath my anxiety, right? What are the feelings underneath my anxiety? And write those down. Really look at it. And then I ask questions like, okay, all right, cool. So tell me, are you standing on a cliff over a volcano right now that you're about to jump into? Yes or no?
And they're like, no, not yet, but almost.
No. Right?
You know,
are you in the movie Predator?
Yes, that's it. You know, they get that panic mode in them. You know, like, even like when I deal with my clients and, you know, dealing with them in such a way of getting them to journal the feeling, not so much the emotion, but the feeling. And see, people mix that up. They really need to get in touch with the feeling. What is causing it? What is driving it? And so that's something important that you brought out there. And I hope you all caught that and wrote it down in your notebook, because that is something that you must tap into. You know what, Naj, let me ask you a quick question too, is because we're starting to get on the back end of the show now, and you know, everybody and my team is like, okay, come on. So who should purchase your book, and where can they get the book?
The book is available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Walmart just picked it up, which I was so excited. Walmart, yes. Lulu.com. You can go to lulu.com/spotlight/Najmi.
And guys, I put a live link in the description as well. Just to let you know, I have a live link in the description for where you can pick up her book in this episode's description. So don't worry, I got you covered there too. So the book is available everywhere, and I want you all to pick it up. It's an incredible read. And Naj has also done something spectacular just for my whisperers. And whisperers, you better get ready. Get your pens, because you're going to want to write this down. Naj, drop it on them. What's the special gift? Tell them, girl.
Oh, my God. For my beautiful whisperers, thank you for inviting me today. I am dropping a challenge. It's a 3-day live challenge to reclaim your power. And it's a beautiful series that you're going to do with me. We're going to do it together. And all you have to do is sign up today, right? And it's going to kick off on Sunday, this coming Sunday, day one. Day 2 and day 3, I go live with you. We're going to do something super powerful where you're going to activate your power together. So it's called Reclaim Your Power, and the link is a short link, which is bit.ly/ReclaimYourPower, POWA. We put in a little spin on it, power. Want some power. So it's
taking it to the island for them.
Yes. Want some power between that power, right? Yes. So again, the link is bit.ly/reclaimyourpower, POWA. And I'm so excited with that because you guys will also be the first to get access once you complete the day three with me. You'll be able to access the program I'm launching, which is Kali Warrior Program. The new Kali Warrior Program is a program that goes with the book Kill Anxiety, Live Immensely. And this is us women, men, taking back on the warrior armor and really becoming our true self, aligning with the truth of who we are, right? Each and every one of you listening is very powerful, is a beautiful warrior, a beautiful dynamite in your life. It's just that we forgot it, or we've allowed it to go somewhere else, or we allowed someone else to take it. This is all about reclaiming that back, reclaiming who you are, and standing firm in that power of yourself. And that's the gift I have for you guys.
It's so dynamic. Guys, this conversation has been so enlightening, and it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And as I told you guys, I was saving the best for last. I told you, I don't disappoint you, Whispers. I bring you the best in the industry. And I can't thank you enough, Naj, because literally this discussion really needed to happen, and really trying to break down those walls that people open up and they have compassion. And that's the biggest thing. Whispers, if anything, make sure that you have compassion for those that are struggling with anxiety. Anxiety is real, and it's not something that is made up in a person's mind. It's not just somebody being a little extra, or as I hear some people say, that they're dramatic. You know, it is not about drama. And, you know, and I want you all to realize that this is a real condition that affects 18.1% of the American population. And that is a large number. So probably if you have 10 people in the room, there's 4 that have anxiety. Just to put that number out there so you really understand it. If you have 10 people in a room, 4 of those people have a disorder of anxiety. And that is dynamic of knowing the tilt on what this really is. So, you know, I have to tell you, Naj, here we go. Let me get you some right here. Let me give you some applause, girl. You got to have it. Take it in. Take it in, girl. Take it in. Take it out. You deserve it all.
Thank you.
I tell you,
thank you so much.
This was everything today, everything. And listen, give them again that link for the Reclaim Your Power again. Give them the link one more time.
Awesome. So it's bit.ly/reclaimyourpower, POWA. Yes, I am.
Yes, that is dynamic. And so, you know what? You guys can find Naj even on Instagram. Naj, give him your Instagram link, please, darling.
Oh, my dear. It's at Najam Lee, NajAamLee. I got a rhythm to that. Najam Lee, NajAamLee. You can follow me there. You can follow me on YouTube as well. Same name.
Listen, guys, I've also put in there that if you want to book a session with Naj, please go to www.book.najam.setmore.com. So once again, that's did I need to correct anything?
Yeah, remove the www for that link. Just go straight into booknajam.setmore.com.
Oh, okay. So, guys, So just direction there. So it's no www dot there. It's just booknajim.setmore.com. Once again, booknajim.setmore.com. And you know what I'll do is before everything goes off or everything goes, we put this up, I'll go back in, I'll correct the link there and make sure that you guys get it, that this way you could just click on it in the description. You know, Naj, again, thank you so much for coming to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, motivational speaker, and I look forward to January 22nd, 2021, loves, when we are back in this room having another dynamic live discussion. Thank you for tuning in, and we definitely will see you next year.